Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Oh, Bella! Yeah! Good job, Bella!
With classes winding down and seniors preparing to graduate, there's no shortage of the excitement summer vacation is bringing to the hallways of Pella High School. Lost in the buzz of students ready to leave, are some not so ready for class to end. Because physical education has become a favorite subject.
And Alice!
Of a group of students often left behind.
Without them, I would not be at school without them.
Every spring, unlikely pairs come together to play games usually reserved for Madison or Lincoln Elementary.
Hey, Noah! Hey, Noah!
All the while growing closer in ways they don't expect. Bob Fessler teaches adaptive PE in conjunction with the special education department.
Adaptive PE is, in essence, taking special needs students and combining them with peer helpers and creating a PE class where both have the ability to excel at their skills. So in essence, on the adaptive side, the needs side, we're probably doing elementary PE type stuff, but it's with helpers. So we'll have everything from special needs, maybe autism, Down syndrome, wheelchair-based, could be mobility, or it could be behavioral type issues, but we pair them with a helper, and that's how we go through PE class.
And Marcus Goodike is a sophomore at Pella and often finds his way to the center of each activity in the course.
I like the game that we play because it's a lot of fun that you can hang out with your friends.
Which game?
I like dodgeball because you can always dodge the other person out. Mostly not in the face.
Not in the face.
Because my fans at home always tell me to not hit people in the face. And I also like the red light, green light game we're just playing. It's a lot of fun. You can get someone spotted and get them back where they before because it's a lot of fun that you get to say their name.
Goodike is one of the special needs students participating in the program. And he's picking up more than just competitive skills.
I met a lot of friends in school, and I don't want to stop meeting them.
One of the best friends he's met along the way is senior Alice Lichtai, who was inspired by a story in her family to join the class as a junior.
My dad has always pushed being nice to others, and I've always just like wanted to be friends with those kids. So I was like, I'm going to apply to be in peer PE, and so that's how I got involved, and I love it.
Kara Wickhart is another peer helper who joined the program after seeing upperclassmen changed by the experience.
It just looked like a great time. I mean, I saw people in middle school, just everybody had a good word about it. They all enjoyed it. They all said it was like the best times of their lives. And I figured, why not try it in high school while I can? So I think this is one of the best opportunities I've had in high school so far.
Every day, the class begins with one-on-one time between peer helpers and those with disabilities before the games begin.
So day-to-day, we start with 5 minutes of walk and talk, where we pair up with some different people every day, and we just take 5 minutes to talk to them and ask them how their day is going, talk to them about like different activities that's been happening throughout the week. So like that's probably, like, honestly, like some of my favorite time is just getting to talk to them. And then we go into like warm-up activities, which can include like Red Rover, Red Light, Green Light, and then
a
bigger
lot of
games.
Tag games, for sure. Those are the ones that get us active and moving.
And the primary goal is to help students with disabilities thrive. But they aren't the only ones that benefit.
We become more selfless and understand more about like what it means to be caring for all types of people. So it's a huge life lesson that's been really awesome to be a part of.
That's so true. Yeah, I've learned the most lessons from this class, whether it's like learning to be selfless, like you mentioned, or just caring for others more than yourself.
For Lichtai, the experience has allowed her to find a purpose.
Starting from last year, I wasn't sure like what field I wanted to go into, but these past 2 years, I've truly found that working with special needs kids is my passion. It's something I'm going to go into after college. It's honestly like it inspires me day to day to just work with them and just be able to just learn how to like deal with different problems that they have. And so like it's definitely something that I am passionate about and for sure going into in the future.
Fessler says the program has also brought a shift to the way special needs students are treated, not only in the adaptive programs, but in daily routines.
Our special needs students weren't always treated the best, let's say, but now the culture has changed so much. We'll have students go out of their way to walk across the hallway to give them a high five or to make sure they say hi, or they walk all the way across the school to Mrs. Grubb's room to step in and just know that someone cares about them today.
Wickhart and Lichtai have noticed the difference as well.
I've noticed a lot of changes from the beginning there with our relationships. You can see how much people kind of, I don't know the word, like
grow and change.
Yeah, for sure. And you just see how people get along so well. Even if you don't know them outside of class, well, that's a class. It just brings everyone together.
And it's really become evident to Marcus, who still worries about how others react to him in the hallways.
I was just the one I'm always counting on and I get hurt. She always tells me up in the hallways. She's always helping me with stuff. Like, I'm always seeing her and I'm always afraid what to do about people hurting my feelings. So she's always coming by, hugging a lot and making me happy and not so upset and sad and everything.
But because of his friends, Alice and Kara, he gets to worry a little less.
Without these two, I wouldn't be the friend they made me today.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.